It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. As you know so well, producers, farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. Which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing-away augers and other products designed especially for U.S. corn and soybean growers, turning them out of a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. You can get the story firsthand next week at Husker Harvest Days at Grand Island, Nebraska, September 11th through the 13th. They'll be waiting to see you at Lot 718. Want to be number one? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Do you realize how cars have fallen from favor in America? I mean, when we walk into an auto dealership now, fewer than a third of us who buy are purchasing a passenger car. Average vehicle prices continue to rise, mainly because we're buying more expensive types of vehicles. The crossovers, the sport utility vehicles, and the pickup trucks. The average vehicle price last month, before discounts, was $35,541, up 1.8% from a year ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has now launched the Trade Mitigation Package, aimed at assisting farmers suffering from damage due to trade retaliation by foreign nations. Producers of certain commodities can now sign up for that market facilitation program. The Farm Service Agency of the USDA will administer that program to provide payments to corn, cotton, dairy, hog, sorghum, soybean, and wheat producers. An announcement about further payments will be made in the coming months if those payments are warranted. Here across the heartland, as kids are back in school, fair season is slipping away. At the just-completed Minnesota State Fair, organizers called it the best ever, after the final Labor Day figures broke the overall attendance record of more than 2 million passing through the gates. The previous record of just under 2 million was set last year. In northern Illinois, the five-day sandwich fair starts its run today. I'll be there during the noon hour at that very popular fair west of Chicago at Sandwich, Illinois. On this day 100 years ago, September 5th, 1918, Game 1 of the World Series was played between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Actually, it was played at Chicago's Comiskey Park. Now, the series was early that year because of World War I, and our involvement in that conflict prompted the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner during the seventh inning stretch. This was the first time that the song was played at a World Series game. USA Today reports that it wasn't until World War II the national anthem was played at every Major League ball game. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Brandt. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.